Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Film Fandango, the film podcast. My name's David Reed. This is Marek Larwood. Hello, Marek.
Hello, David. Hello, listeners. Hello, 2016.
Well, as we promised last week, this is going to be our rundown of our favourite films of the entire year, which is always hard to remember what came out at the beginning of the year. Well, it feels like so long ago.
It's okay, because I've got with me this time my book of films, and that I've watched. I only watched about 105 films last year, my least.
Yeah.
My least in a while. And we normally do this by release, UK release date.
So does that mean Birdman was this year or last?
Well, Birdman, I've looked it up, there's a limited release on the 24th of December last year.
Because I recall we included it in our favourites of 2014.
Well, I did,
yeah.
And I saw it, and it was generally from the 1st of January this year.
So does it
would
count?
Have made my top five, but I'm saying now that Birdman is in the limbo of time between 2014 and 2015.
Okay, fine. So have we had people write in and tell us what their favourites
were? Oh, there's many people have written in, and while I find them, why don't you tell our loyal listeners how they can communicate with us?
Well, if you would like to get in touch about any films you see in 2016, or any films that we've never talked about and you would like to share with the rest of our listeners, then please do email us, dearfilmfandango@gmail.com. If you find any links online, then please post them to our Facebook page, /filmfandango, or you can just sort of bimble on at us, if you want, on Twitter, @filmfandango, @MrDavidReed, or @MarekLarwood. So, we asked you to provide your favourite films of the year, and quite a few of you have done so.
Well, he said five, but I am Colfrey. There's no name.
I am.
It's just an email address. I'm not going to read it out, but the actual name before is I am Colfrey. He said he couldn't resist doing a 10 rather than five.
All right.
Okay. Out of the 110, 250 releases seen so far,
yes.
Here is top 10. I'll go down quickly.
Yes.
Number 10, Still Life.
Yep.
You've seen that.
I saw that. It's good.
Number 9, Suffragette.
Didn't see it.
8, A Most Violent Year.
Oh, no, not
7, good. Whiplash.
Yep. Was that this year?
Yes.
All right.
6, Steve Jobs.
Yep.
5, Cartel Land.
I haven't heard of that.
4, Death of a Gentleman.
Yep.
The cricket one. You've seen that one. 3, Bridge of Spies.
Yep.
Really?
You 2, saw that.
Inherent Vice.
Inherent Vice I still haven't seen. I heard not good things.
Number 1, Cicero.
Cicero? What is Cicero?
I don't know.
Sausage roll.
Who cares? I don't know. A, I don't know. B, who cares?
Who cares? Okay. Well.
Just a quick. I've got another one here as well.
Yes.
I'm going to just do two, and you can do two.
All right.
This is from Fred. He's from the Isle of Wight, so he's got exactly the same accent as me.
Okay.
I don't think I've got an Isle of Wight. I think mine's just sort of southern.
I don't think you've got an accent.
RP.
Really. Yeah.
Dear David, Marek and Buddy the Dog. Marek, don't worry about frequenting the Crouch End Picture House over the Art House. For old listeners who know me and my cinema woes, there's a cinema on Crouch End, an independent cinema opened up. The Picture House, which I think is a lovely cinema, opened up 2 doors down.
Yeah.
This is in a very small area of London.
Well, you now have a cinema district.
Well, he says, I worked at the Art House briefly last year after they'd opened, and I can safely confirm that the people running that cinema are all really incompetent and horrible. So, obviously, I never found a job.
Crueler job. About the specificity of that than just calling them bellends. Yeah. Incompetent and horrible.
Well, I don't feel guilty anymore.
I like that.
My five favourite films of the year are in no particular order. One, Mistress of America.
Yeah.
He hates Frances Ha as well, but this was actually funny. I didn't watch this because I hated Frances Ha so much I could have killed one of my own relatives.
Oh, dear.
Two, Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Three, The Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
Four, he's put The Marion, but I think he means The Martian. He's just
The Martian, yeah, yeah.
And five, Trainwreck.
Trainwreck, the Amy Schumer film.
Yeah.
Okay. Very different one. It's been an interesting year, this, hasn't it? Because I feel there's not been many films that we can all agree were fantastic.
David, I remember.
Yeah,
I remember this time last year, or in January last year, saying we're in the middle of a great run of films.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of 2014, the start of 2015, it's Oscar season, but there was quite a lot of great films.
Yes.
At the end of 2014.
There were.
And the Oscar contenders this year, there's some people talking about Carol, which I don't think is that brilliant compared to the stuff like last year. I had quite a few tens last year and also saw some really interesting films. This year, there is barely any in my book of film markings.
I found it really hard to pick a top five this year. You know, there were things that I enjoyed, but I wouldn't want to include them and sort of go definitely incredible filmmaking. Do you know what I mean?
Before we do, would you like to read another message?
Yes, I would.
It's not just our opinion. That we are, after all, your opinions, so you can tell us what yours as well, and then
that's
we can
right.
have a definitive top five.
We are merely a conduit, a hub, if you will.
A vessel!
A vessel for your own juices. Right, this is from Richard. Richard Neal, what does he want it done as? Has he said? He hasn't, has he? It's quite long. Shall I just read the list or the whole thing?
Just do your top five.
Okay. Richard Neal's top five are, at number five, Jurassic World, Entertaining Silliness, which is the subtitle. Number four, Ex Machina, clever, well-told and creepy. Number three, The Martian. Marek, I think, didn't enjoy this as much as I did, but thought it was great fun, which isn't something you'd expect from Ridley Scott anymore. Number two, Mad Max Furry Toad. Everything has been said about this. Brilliant. And number one, It Follows. I'm pretty smug that I was first to let you know about this terrific film, now probably in my top 10 films ever.
Ooh.
Yes. He also makes special mention for Mud and Interstellar, two Matthew McConaughey films, which I've been meaning to see Mud, and I did really enjoy Interstellar. I caught up with it on streaming services.
I quite enjoyed Mud. I've heard really good things about it. Was slightly underwhelmed after that. I mean, we've still got a couple more to do. I'll just do Fran Jolly, regular. He's best five films, according to his list, are...
Yeah.
Ex Machina, Mad Max, Me, Earl and the Dying Girl, Amy and Ant-Man. And he said he hasn't seen Star Wars yet, but that might make it. Jack Cooper, we'll quickly do his before we get on to our favourite. Here's his top five. Jack Cooper, he says he's pretty stoned as he writes this, so apologises for typos. Beforehand, he says he really loves Star Wars. And the new characters are far stronger. The pace is perfect. It's the funniest Star Wars film by a mile.
True.
And all the better for it. And the nostalgia elements are done with real love, satisfying the fanboys and fangirls, while never distracting the narrative. If I had to criticise it, I didn't feel like it created any iconic scenes like the originals had in abundance. But as an overall film, it is his favourite. So there's a thumbs up from Star Wars after last week.
Yes.
His top five are Star Wars, Force Awakens, a joint second, Spectre and Mad Max Fury Road. Number four, The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened. I think it was that documentary that he sent in about Superman. And number five, Ant-Man.
Well, that's Ant-Man twice there. People like Ant-Man.
And finally, I mean, we have to finish on this one.
Okay.
It's a top five from, guess who?
Is it Ridley Scott?
This is his next best.
Chris Webb.
Christopher Webb.
Well, what accent should I do Chris Webb in?
He's knowing Chris Webb, he's probably better. Well,
he says, if David reads this out, please do it in the style of a 1970s northern comedian. And if Marek reads it out, please do it as George from Rainbow. Well, you've got 70s Northern comedian.
Right. Okay, so here's my favourite five films from the year from me, Chris Webb. Right, number five, 71.
No, I put it on my list from last
2014,
year.
2014, Chris Webb.
At number four, it's Ex Machina. At number three, Shaun the Sheep. At number two, It Follows. And then at number one, Whiplash.
Some goodies in there. Will they make it into our lists? Let's find out. Marek, what, in no particular order, we're not ranking them, but what is the first film you would like to include in Marek Larwood's top five of 2015?
As an aside, I think the short film I talked about, Kung Fury, was one of the films of the year, but that's not in the top five. My number five, I think it was the start of the year. I agree with Chris Webb. I think it was a brilliant film. The soundtrack's brilliant. I thought it was engaging. It was Whiplash.
Whiplash. I saw it on a plane where as soon as the person in front of me tipped their seat back, I could no longer see it. But so I listened to it looking at the weirdly sort of...
Did it make your top five?
No, I don't think it did.
You have to watch
it. I enjoyed it, but I don't think it's made my top five.
Okay, what else is in... What's in your top five then?
Okay, well, where shall I start? I'm going to go for a film that I talked about fairly recently, actually. It's a good thriller. I think any other year it probably wouldn't have quite made my top five, but this year I think it has done. The Gift. The Joel Edgerton debut, The Gift. It's worth catching, but probably more of a TV movie than a bothering to go to the cinema for it, I'd say.
Okay, I got a feeling my next one, we're going to have a few very similar ones in the
top five. I imagine so.
And I would be surprised if this doesn't make your top five. It's Alex Garden's directorial debut, and he's the writer of it. It's also, I agree with Chris Webb, we've got two of the same ones already in our top five. It's Ex Machina, the sci-fi film with Domhnall Gleeson, who was originally terrible in Star Wars. And Oscar Isaac, who was... Quite good in Star Wars. But they're both good in this, and really watchable.
Alicia Vikander, who is not in Star Wars.
I thought it was fantastic.
It's in my list as well.
And
it's
never,
great.
It wasn't never really got the acclaim it deserved. No.
And you know what? It's a film that does stay with you. And I think that is more and more the test of a film, of whether, you know, it doesn't let you leave as soon as you leave the cinema. It lingers with you, and it does. It's quite haunting, actually, Ex Machina.
Everest is one of the ones that stay with me. It hasn't made my top five, but it does. It really haunt me.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I think I reviewed it very soon after I'd seen it, and I was quite damning of it.
Yeah, you were.
It has stayed with me. It's quite odd.
Okay, so maybe there's some decent imagery going on.
Yeah,
there.
So it's up a mountain. Yeah,
it's up a mountain, isn't it? Well, that's Ex Machina is mine as well. So I'll go to another one. I think Mad Max Fury Road has made my list. George Miller can film cars in sand like nobody else. I mean, he can make it really fun. And I don't think anyone does action better, so that you can tell where everything is and what's going on whilst it's still high speed and incredibly exciting.
It did not make mine. Okay. It was close. I mean, it was a good film, but I think I preferred Mad Max 2. One that did make my film, which has been recommended by Richard Neal, which I think also probably being yours.
Yeah.
I think the best horror film made in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
It Follows.
Absolutely. Absolutely in my list. It would be top of the list, hands down. It Follows. It's, yes, an instant classic horror film. If you've not seen it, I highly recommend you track it down. It's the highlight of the year. So this is my fifth film then, my fifth and final film.
Well, should I do another one first then?
How many have you had now?
I've done three.
Well, you better do a fourth then.
Ex Machina and Whiplash.
Whiplash.
And I've got four of my films exactly the same as Chris Webb.
Wow.
And one of his is 71, which doesn't count. So
yeah.
The other one is Shaun the Sheep.
I didn't see Shaun the Sheep, but I've heard good things.
I really enjoyed it. I do think this has been a phenomenally weak year for films.
Yeah.
None of these films are really... I mean, Whiplash is spectacular. I mean, it follows is up there. But Shaun the Sheep may have not made it on another year.
Yeah.
But I still really enjoyed it. It was really good fun. And you can watch it with the whole family and then and take your pants and trousers off.
That's good to know. Now, I'm not sure if this came out this year or not, mm-hmm. is my slight concern over my final choice. It is, in America it was called Kilo 2 Bravo, and over here it was called Kajaki. The quite small budget British film about a group of soldiers in Afghanistan who wander into a old Soviet minefield. And I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it, and it's proper sort of bottle episode movie, but is well worth tracking down. I've not seen anything like it in a very different way. Was it this year or last year?
How do you spell it? How many?
Well, Kilo 2 Bravo is what it's probably under.
Oh, okay.
But it's called Kajaki, K-A-J-A-K-I.
It's... Well, David, it's saying... It was released in 2015 in the States, and it says 2014.
Oh.
28th November 2014.
Well, then, honourable mention, I would have to say, for that. Well worth tracking down. I'm hard-pressed to find another film, mate, to be honest. It's been a weirdly...
Well, you can put Kajaki in yours. How about
thanks,
that?
Mate. Thank you. If we were being harsh, I'd probably then pick as my final pick Wild Tales.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that. I think it was Argentinian, a film of short stories, loosely themed around revenge. Really good, really good.
My final one, which I absolutely loved in the cinema, really blew me away, but no one seems to have gone crazy about it, was Macbeth with Michael Fassbender.
Oh, yeah.
And Thingy Jobs.
Marion Cotillard. He's had a good year, Fassbender, because Steve Jobs would be my next runner-up if I had to pick something else. Really enjoyed it.
I thought Macbeth was absolutely spectacular. And visually amazing, and with great performances, and he was brilliant. But maybe it's because it's Shakespeare, maybe it's because it's old hat. It might be to do with the fact that I hadn't really properly ever read Macbeth, and the stories that seemed quite fresh. So really enjoyed the 1970s version as well. But that's the top five. I'm turning it to Chris Webb. That's depressing.
That is Chris Webb and you are just homogenising.
Marek Webb and Chris Larwood.
Lovers. Well. We'll be back there. You look really perturbed suddenly. Yeah, like you were visualising. We'll be back next week with more films. That's our rundown of 2015. Email us. Write to us. Let us know films we should watch so we can share them with you all. That email address again, dearfilmfandango@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Keep watching the films.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.